dynamic event has already happened. It may not be a nuclear event, but it's creating the economic disaster of a nuclear event. Certainly, weather modification needs to be chronicled, needs to be exposed, needs to be researched. The situation is just so predictable, so predictable. And the Popular Mechanics article from September 11th, 2001, listeners, New Orleans is sinking. Can you believe this? Can you believe this insanity in your face? When the Twin Towers were going down, Popular Mechanics had an article stating that New Orleans is sinking. It's on the website, AmericanExpose.com. The setup is in place. FEMA has its prominence. Many are resisting, according to certain sources. Those sources should call in today. Well, if you really knew how I felt, I'm just extremely angry. I'm tired of these setup arrangements. I'm tired of innocent people being eliminated because of population reduction agendas. Population reduction, people. Elimination of the human race. Down to 2 billion. According to certain sources. The situation is in your face today. In your face. The full coverage since this event happened. And yet there's another hurricane off to be brought somewhere, to be steered somewhere, because the steering of hurricanes is a reality, according to many who do the research. We have much about this on our website. Dennis has been on a rampage again, thoroughly documenting directions with sources and sourced information. Darren has been doing his work. And Darren was going to show up today with me, but he's got too many obligations. And Darren is the only person that I know that has a family. And I keep making that the high priority for him, is to keep his family intact. Which means Darren can't show up today. But the point is, this is all being engineered. And then you come from the Communist Party of Great Britain, the Weekly Worker, and they talk about that transition to the communitarian system. And that's where we are today in America. Communism may be dead? Baloney. It's called communitarianism. So much to do. So much going on. Such a setup. Insanity at its biggest and its greatest right now. And the article, Popular Mechanics, September 11, 2001, New Orleans is sinking? You've got to be joking. You've got to pay attention to this. Once again, we covered sustainable development and natural hazard mitigation from January 1999. I never got to page 19, listeners. Page 19 says, despite the wide array of tools and techniques that are available to governments to operationalize the principles of sustainability and mitigation, one of the roadblocks to implementation is the fact that much of the land within local jurisdictions has already been developed according to practices and traditions that are far from sustainable. Can you believe this? Ironically, the time immediately following a natural disaster provides a community with a unique window of opportunity for inserting an ethic of sustainability in guiding development and redevelopment in high-risk areas. Well, I would say New Orleans was a high-risk area, wouldn't you? Because of the floodplain, the ocean level, they're 6 feet above the ocean level, according to Popular Mechanics. So here they go. With forethought and planning, communities that are rebuilt in the aftermath of a natural hazard can be built back so that they are more resilient to future hazards, breaking the pattern of repeated hazard destruction rebuilding. And is that really a fact, listeners? At the same time, the community is given the opportunity to incorporate other attributes of sustainability into its second chance development, such as energy efficiency, affordable housing, use of recycled building materials, reduction of water use, and environmental protection. Now, keep in mind, Laura Bush, I saw, state that everyone has the right to an apartment. Everyone has the right to an apartment. That's what the Agenda 21 plan for the future living quarters is. That's the way it moves. That's the way it is. And that's the UN system in place, listeners. Now, how did this all come about? It has to come from the top. of the Security Council of the UN system has no choice. We've talked about this many times in the past. So this thing goes on with the moral obligation, the holistic approach to infusing hazard mitigation into the major tenets of sustainable development and using the principles to guide future decision-making is considered by some to be our ethical obligation to future generations, our children and grandchildren. Well, what are our children doing now? They're being brainwashed in UNESCO schools. The redistribution of populations throughout the country are being indoctrinated into UNESCO schools if they haven't already been indoctrinated in their schools where they came from. But refugees have been moved all throughout the country, people. Refugees. And once again, according to Dennis and his research, Funkenwagenel's 1972, the definition of a refugee, one who flees from invasion, persecution, or political danger. What's the point? Refugee is a UN word. And there's the way it goes, listeners. All anyone has to do is research. All anyone has to do is punch in weather modification from the Soviet Union. They can do all sorts of Google search engines, directions with all these topics and subjects. And there's where the research comes from. It's never been easier in any time in human history to do research to expose the deception that we live today.
And I've yet to visit any of those websites, so...
What's yet to be firmed up in your mind?
Well, persuaded.
Persuaded? What do you mean, persuaded? Are you not thinking that weather modification is the tool to make this happen?
Well,
when Popular Mechanics comes out with an article on September 11, 2001, that New Orleans is sinking? And listen, when this tsunami happened at the end of the year, I wasn't on this network, but on the network I was on, I was saying it'll come to America. And they're putting tsunami test areas up on the east and west coast. Well, what happened? We got a gigantic hurricane. We had five hurricanes go through Florida last year, and this is all as a result of global warming?
But and even if it's possible to do something, let's say we accept that as a given,
it's not possible. It's a fact. The UN made a treaty. There was a treaty made at the UN in 1976 that no country would use weather modification on each other.
Yeah, and so I just don't know beyond speculation that would have been done in a particular case. And I'll leave
it. Why wouldn't you at this point, Roger? Because all the disaster, all the FEMA intrusion, all the redistribution of the worst and the poorest population throughout America to bankrupt local governments.
Well, if I had some proof that somebody was measuring some NAMs or some independent sources.
You can find proof that weather modification exists. And the fact that the major media is not talking about it could have been a created storm tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, well, if I had some independent...
I'll tell you what, Roger. You have a computer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to our website. Go to Dennis's information about weather modification. Call us back in the second hour and come up with what you say and what you think, and see if you haven't changed your mind.
God bless.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you. Let's go to TJ. The number to call, people, 800-313-9443. I'm inflamed. I'm incensed. I'm angry because of the created scenario being developed here that people aren't paying attention to. The fact that this damn storm was created. And you can't prove it. Oh, my. Well, come on, people. Use your heads. Do some research. The point is that weather engineering has been done in the Vietnam War. Weather engineering, and that was chronicled by the Weather Channel. There's no talk about weather engineering right now as a result of what's happened, but families and communities have been decimated. What are they going to do? They're going to build sustainable communities out of this. Most people will never return to their homes. The disarmament is going on. Well, there's sharks swimming in the waters around where people are walking, according to this article on our website. Wouldn't you like to defend yourself against a shark with a firearm and they take your guns away from you? Because we're not supposed to have guns. The beat goes on. I believe this Kathleen Blanco, the governor, is upset about the federal intrusion into the state. And I think she has every reason to be upset about this, because this is the whole creation of FEMA, is to take over in a national emergency. Well, guess what? You probably have a national emergency in your state, listeners. We've got it in Oklahoma, a national emergency. Gas prices skyrocketing on purpose. What did Lindsey Williams say over and over again? Gas will go to $6 a gallon. Well, here's the perfect opportunity for that to happen. Well, here you've got Bill and Hill down there with George Herbert Walker Bush doing their tsunami relief over here. And once again, here you have perfect opportunities to create these directions when people are destitute. And what are they going to do? They're going to be microchipped. They're going to be identified and probably microchipped. And they're going to have to succumb to certain directions for the federal government. And there's a lot of people that are going to be put to work out of this because they won't have a couch to lay back on and watch television anymore. So here you have the epitome of communism creating the scenario for everybody to have a job. Guess what's happened over the last 10 years? Our jobs have gone below the border and overseas and to communist China.
Exactly.
We have no job structure in America anymore. The point is, listeners, hundreds refuse to evacuate. And this is the point and the problem, listeners. Searchers have been frustrated by hundreds of holdouts who have refused to leave their homes, fearing possessions will be pillaged, pets will die, and the way of life will be erased. And can you blame people for wanting to be this way? They're going to lose everything they have if they leave their community, if they leave their home. They're going to lose everything they have. Everything will be pillaged. The animals will die. And I can understand people not wanting to leave their animals, and most of you can too. There is the crux of the problem. FEMA in control, federal government in control, engineering of a problem to bring them into control. It had to happen, people. This had to happen. No, we haven't been nuked, but we've been nailed to the wall financially. Gas is skyrocketing. And that's not going to change. And isn't that just totally ironic that Popular Mechanics comes out with this article on September 11, 2001, that New Orleans is sinking, and it can only take a level 3 disaster at the level or at the levee, and here we got a 5. And so all this was pre-planned and promoted when the World Trade Center disaster happened. This has to be engineered from the Security Council of the UN system. It has to be. They're too powerful. The World Bank, the IMF, too powerful not to have it coming from the Security Council branch of the UN system. We have so many things going on, and on the website you can see from the U.S. Code that money was appropriated for weather modification in America in the 1970s. It's on the top of our website, and let's just go to that real quickly here, because this is very, very pertinent and prominent information. Keep in mind, from Secretary of Defense Cohen, the Department of Defense news briefing, Monday, April 28, 1997. This is Secretary of Defense William Cohen, quote, others are engaging even in an echo type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of genius minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important, end quote. That's Secretary of Defense William Cohen, April 28, 1997. People, this is not some kind of harebrained statement by someone that doesn't know. This is someone in the know, former Secretary of Defense William Cohen. And then you have from the U.S. Code, you have laws, weather modification laws, and it's Title 15, Commerce and Trade. And you learn all about these various directions of weather modification. And you can see report requirement form, or information, time of submission, duties of the secretary, authority of the secretary, violations. You've got all sorts of information on weather modification activities or attempts, reporting requirement from the U.S. Code, Title 15, it's on the website, AmericanExpose.com, right underneath Secretary of Defense Cohen's statement that I just read to you. And so the picture is very, very easy to document. The fact that the press never covers this, the fact that the government never talks about this, the fact that Laura Bush has said everyone has the right to their own apartment, which is right into sustainable communities. And keep in mind, we're allied with Russia. We're supposed to comfortably merge with Russia, according to Ford Foundation.